Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
I'm Tom.
And of course, if you've been paying attention to the news over the last few years, you'll have definitely noticed, particularly in Taiwan, a lot of stories hitting the news about figures like YouTubers, celebrities, people on TV, people in politics, getting accused and found guilty of sexual harassment. It was big news for a while. It was consuming a lot of politicians and entertainment stars. So, yeah, it's hard to ignore that kind of stuff.
And it continues. It hasn't gone away. And, of course, lots of people are victims of sexual harassment. And maybe they keep their mouths shut. They're afraid of getting in trouble if they mention something. So we're telling you that you need to recognize that it's going on and you do need to report it. So let's find out what this is all about, everybody. Let's listen to our article now read from top to bottom.
Last year, the popular Taiwanese drama Wavemakers vividly illustrated sexual harassment within the workplace. Although fictional, the drama deeply resonated and sparked discussions about the spread of such incidents. At the same time, a series of scandals related to sexual harassment emerged in Taiwan, especially in the political and entertainment sectors. As these events unfolded, the public recognize that such issues aren't merely plots in dramas. They reflect the troubling realities that many confront daily. However, Taiwan's challenges with this issue aren't isolated. Back in October 2017, accusations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein garnered significant attention in the West. The Me Too movement, rapidly rising on social media due to these events, boosts voices against sexual assault and harassment. The worldwide response highlights that these problems are not limited to one area. Globally, countless individuals have bravely shared their stories, hoping for a big change. Addressing sexual harassment effectively requires both understanding its definition and recognizing its signs. Imagine this. Mary is focused on her phone and unexpectedly someone touches her hair. Turning around, she finds her classmate John laughing. Was this just a playful act or something more? Sexual harassment chiefly involves unwelcome actions that violate someone's personal boundaries and autonomy. Even seemingly harmless actions such as John's touch can upset the recipient. Beyond direct physical actions, sexual harassment can manifest itself as inappropriate comments or the sharing of images and jokes with sexual meanings. Another clear example is quid pro quo. Someone may suggest offering a raise or promotion in exchange for sexual acts or other personal favors. Encountering such offers often indicates sexual harassment. So the article has got a title, Sexual Harassment, Recognize It, Report It. And key to a lot of what's in the first day of the article is about what sexual harassment is. Looking at the word harassment by itself, it's basically kind of unwanted and constant attention that is like really bothering you. You could say you're suffering from harassment if you're getting a lot of like letters from a company saying like pay the bills or buy our products. That would be one form of harassment. Like the kind of bullying and name calling that happens in schools would be another kind of harassment. Sexual harassment is when it goes into the sexual areas. It doesn't always have to be the same sex. It could be like man on man on man on woman, whatever. It's unwanted, constant sexual attention that crosses the line of what is and isn't acceptable.
Right. And of course, you did mention various scenarios there, but I think most sexual harassment cases involve a guy harassing a girl. And although it does happen in different ways, but the majority of it is when there's a guy kind of harassing a woman in the office or at school or wherever. So you need to recognize it. You need to admit that it's going on and you need to do something about it. You need to report it. Now, here in the first paragraph, it says, last year, the popular popular Taiwanese drama Wave Makers vividly illustrated sexual harassment within the workplace. So if you watch TV or if you download TV programs onto your phone or your device, you're probably familiar with this Taiwanese drama, this TV show, and the title is Wave Makers, and it vividly showed us or illustrated sexual harassment within the workplace. So it's all about that. It's just showing what goes on in the office when executives, male executives, are putting pressure on female employees to do them sexual favors.
Yeah, although fictional, so this wasn't based on any true stories, the drama deeply resonated and sparked discussions about the spread of such incidents. If something resonates with a person, it brings up memories within them or feelings and emotions that match and echo either what you're being shown or what you're reading or what somebody is telling you. If someone's telling you about their childhood and you had a similar experience, their story would resonate with you. You'd start to kind of feel the same things that you'd felt in the past over again. So this drama and some of the things that happened in it made a lot of people feel like, oh my God, this is bringing up some bad memories. I've experienced this. I've seen it. I know about this kind of thing going on. And it got a lot of people talking about how common these incidents actually are if you really look at it. I think in the past, a lot of this stuff, it continued to happen, but maybe people didn't push back against it. They just accepted it of this is how life is, which it certainly shouldn't be.
Right. So again, to resonate just means to spread over a certain area. It does refer to vibrations. Like, for example, I could say the construction on the street resonated throughout the neighborhood. We could feel the vibrations from the construction going on in every house and every building along the street. But again, lots of people saw themselves in this drama. Hey, that's happening to me, or that happened to a friend of mine. It's not really fiction, but again, it is fictional, the program is, but of course lots of people think it does describe real situations. And at the same time, a series of scandals related to sexual harassment emerged in Taiwan, especially in the political and entertainment sectors. Yes, I do remember some TV shows or news reports of some sexual harassment going on in the entertainment sector and in the political sector. I think one legislator was sexually harassed by a celebrity or something like that. I can't remember their names. But in any case, we're talking about a series of scandals. And a scandal is just when somebody is doing something they shouldn't be doing. They're doing something legally wrong. It's immoral. It's unethical. And of course, lots of people are going to be upset about this.
And this has been happening in the political and entertainment sectors. A sector is just another way of saying an area, a particular field, like one part of life, a section of life in general. So as these events unfolded, as they took place and people suddenly found out the details, the public recognized that such issues aren't merely plots in dramas. They're not just stories. They're not just a way to, you know, get people interested in a TV show. They reflect the troubling realities that many confront daily. Many, of course, means many people. And it's real. It's troubling. It's really bad that it's happening, that people have to confront or face sexual harassment. We often use confront when it's something bad, when it's something difficult. We wouldn't say, oh, I came out of my house and I confronted my neighbor, wished him good day, and we both went to work. You would confront them if there was some kind of problem, an issue. And if you're confronting something, you've got this difficulty, it's staring you in the face, and you've got to do something about it.
Right. So, for example, with the example of your neighbor there, maybe your neighbor is making noise well into the night at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. They're still singing karaoke or pounding on the floor. So you decide to confront them. Hey, you can't be doing that. We're trying to sleep. We have to go to school and work in the morning. So you face them. You confront them. And I believe the producers of this program probably did their homework. They did some research and, of course, wrote their scripts based on real experiences. And so, of course, lots of people do confront this situation every day. It's not just fiction. Okay, moving on now to the next paragraph, it says, however, Taiwan's challenges with this issue aren't isolated. Okay, so that just means Taiwan has challenges with this. They have to resolve this problem or do something about it. But they aren't the only ones. They're not all by themselves. It happens all over the world.
Yeah, and this has been really front page news for some years. We see back in October 2017, accusations against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein garnered significant attention in the West. So there were accusations. People came out and said, Harvey Weinstein did this. He did this to me. He threatened me in this way. He took me to the hotel room and made this happen. And they ended up proving true. Weinstein is in jail now. So the cases, the accusations, which are just when you say somebody did something bad, ended up being proved in a court of law. And they acquired significant attention in the West. It was huge news all over the place. And I'm sure you'll have heard of the next thing, the hashtag MeToo movement, rapidly rising on social media due to these events, boosts voices against sexual assault and harassments. So this hashtag MeToo, it was on Instagram, you would have seen it on Facebook, you'd have seen it on what was Twitter now, now X, and suddenly it was everywhere. You saw it all over the place. Groups got together to, under this banner, this MeToo, hashtag MeToo slogan, to push back against sexual harassment and gave people a voice. That's why we said it boosted their voices against sexual assault and harassment. So we already talked about what harassment is. Assault is, if anything, more serious. It's when it goes beyond comments and jokes and uncomfortable behavior to somebody actually forcing themselves on people, like actually touching and, even worse, actually performing rape.
Right. So assault is violence and it's a physical attack. So, yes, we have people against sexual assault, as you said, rape or other kinds of physical contact. And, of course, we have these voices against harassment as well. And the worldwide response highlights that these problems are not limited to one area. So, of course, we've had responses all over the world. And it highlights or shows us that these problems are universal. They're spread all over the world. Globally, countless individuals have bravely shared their stories, hoping for a big change. So again, this is happening globally or all over the world, and we have countless people coming forward and sharing their stories. This happened to me, this happened to my friend, etc., and it changed my life, it's kind of ruined my life, it's made it a nightmare, and they want a big change, they want these people punished, and they want things to change so it doesn't happen again.
Now, we're going to talk a bit more about what sexual harassment actually is in just a moment, but we've got to the end of the first half of our article, so it's now time for us to hand over to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。今天讲解的是4月18号 Unit 12 Sexual Harassment Recognize It, Report It 第一天的课程。这单元介绍性骚扰 Sexual Harassment， 这是一个有点沉重的话题，希望听众没有类似的经验。不过因为这类行为对心理影响很大，我们有必要了解性骚扰的定义。今天的课程内容也会带我们认识性骚扰有哪些迹象，还有出现的形式。好，我们一起来看学习重点吧。请同学看到第一段，这里提到了之前相当热播的一部 Netflix 网飞的影集《人选之人》造浪者。好，那这部影集呢怎么样 ?Vividly illustrated sexual harassment within the workplace. 所以前面呢借由这个影集开宗明义让我们知道文章要讲的就是性骚扰。那说这个影集呢它呈现出职场当中的性骚扰到底什么样子，这里 illustrate 就描绘呈现的意思。好，职场上特别注意 workplace 这个名词。那再来请同学看到第二句 although fictional， 这里其实是省略句哦，省略了什么呢？因为主词跟主要子句一样，那都是 the drama， 所以呢 the drama is fictional 省略掉了。那当然我们也可以用代名词，就说 although it is fictional， 这是可以接受的。那这一部影集呢其实啊让很多人有共鸣，引发了讨论，It sparked discussions. Sparked 这个动词请同学特别画起来， 那再来请同学看到第四个句子。那因为大家讨论之后，有些人呢，勇敢的受害者，他讲出了自己的经验。好， as these events unfolded, unfolded 就随着这些事件不断的展开来发展。好，那我们就发现，那有些人呢，他们就知道这种性骚扰不只是戏剧的情节。They reflect the troubling realities that many confront daily. 这的 many 当然指的就是 many people. 很多人在平常生活中也会遇到性骚扰。再来请看到第二段告诉我们，其实这一连串所谓 me too 到底是从什么时候开始。那一个比较可以抓到的时间点是2017年10月从好莱坞开始。当时呢，有些人就指控谁呢？一个名制作人叫 Harvey Weinstein。 那这些指控呢受到了关注。 Accusations garnered significant attention. Garner 这个动词请同学画起来。好，受到关注。那再来呢，请同学看到第三个句子。 Me Too 这一波运动呢，当然所指的也不只是性骚扰而已，有时候啊情节比较严重，所以会有 sexual assault。 那 sexual assault 一般而言我们会说性侵，那 sexual harassment 那就是我们说的性骚扰。那这些事件全球呢有很大的回应，那很多人受害者纷纷站出来，这样子呢凸显出 the worldwide response highlights。 这里 highlight 指的就是凸显这些问题呢其实并不局限于单一的区域。
We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back with the second part of the article.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's time for us to discuss the second part of our article for today. Where we left off, we were talking about the Me Too movement,which kind of arose after Harvey Weinstein got in the news about his accusations of sexual harassment and his later imprisonment, as a result of that. And, of course, we also talked about the Taiwanese drama Wave Makers that, kind of brought this to light for people, and it resonated with people all over society. Well, here in the next paragraph it says, addressing sexual harassment effectively requires both understanding its definition and recognizing its signs. So we need to deal with sexual harassment, we need to address it, and we want to do this effectively. And to do so, we need both understanding its definition and recognizing its signs. So we need to do two things here. That's why we use the word both and then the word and, both this and that. So we need understanding the definition of what is sexual harassment, and then we also need to figure out how to recognize it when it happens.
And to do this, we're going to give you a scenario. And the article says, imagine this. Mary is focused on her phone and unexpectedly someone touches her hair. Now, this could be an accidental contact. This could be who knows what's going on. So we've got more details. Turning around, she finds her classmate, John, laughing. Okay, so he's done it now on purpose. We know it's just moved beyond, oh, somebody just bumped into me, to John touched my hair on purpose. So we ask, was this just a playful act or something more? Now, if these two are very good friends and this is the kind of contact they normally have, then yes, maybe it's a playful act. But is it something more? Is it something where he's using the fact that he's a guy, he's bigger, he's maybe stronger than her, to kind of do what he wants and she can't do anything about it, including touching her when she doesn't really want to be touched?
Exactly. So he may have thought there's no harm in touching her hair. It's fun. And he was laughing. I had a good time. You're making a big deal out of this. But, she may have thought that, hey, you're intruding on my space. You're not allowed to touch my hair like that. So she may interpret that action as sexual harassment. Again, he was laughing. He thought it was funny. But, she probably didn't think it was so funny herself. Yeah, we have to ask this question. Is it harmless or is it something that causes damage? And sexual harassment chiefly or mainly involves unwelcome actions that violate someone's personal boundaries and autonomy. So that's kind of our definition of sexual harassment here. It involves or includes unwelcome actions, okay? Things that people do that you don't want them to do, and they violate your personal boundaries. Here to violate just means to break some sort of law, to break some sort of rule. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not following the rules. And we're talking about someone's personal boundaries and their autonomy. A boundary is just the limit around something, the boundary of a country, for example, or the boundary of an area between one area and another. And yes, we all have our personal bubbles or our personal space, and we just can't invade those personal spaces. It could be considered an invasion of privacy or a violation of your autonomy. And autonomy just means you're doing what you need to do or what you feel you should do, your own space. You're independent, and you don't allow anybody else to mess with you.
Yeah, if you have autonomy, it means you are in control of your own decisions and what's happening to you. So if someone's violating your personal boundaries, they're crossing that. They're coming into your space and doing something that you don't want. And if it's violating your autonomy, then you're not in control of the situation. They're doing something that you're not in control of and you don't have any choice about it. So we can see how bad that is. And even seemingly harmless actions such as John's touch can upset the recipient. The recipient is the person who receives. We could say receiver, but that's more often used for those kind of old phones that had a speaking piece and a listening piece. But a recipient is just a person who receives something. If you get a parcel, you are the recipient of that parcel. If you are the recipient of an action, that action happens to you.
Or you might be the recipient of an award or something like that, like the Nobel Prize. You might be the recipient, the receiver of that. Moving on now to the next paragraph, it says, beyond direct physical actions, I guess you could say in addition to those direct physical actions, like touching someone inappropriately, sexual harassment can manifest itself as inappropriate comments or the sharing of images and jokes with sexual meanings.So again, in addition to physical touching and physical contact, sexual harassment can also involve comments, inappropriate comments, the way you talk. Maybe you're telling dirty jokes in the office or making sexual references that make the recipient uncomfortable. So that's how sexual harassment can manifest itself, how it can show up, how it can reveal itself.
That's right. Another clear example, says the article, is quid pro quo. Now, this is a Latin phrase, which just means something for something. And quid pro quo is also used in politics when two people are making a deal. One politician says, I need this, and another one says, well, I want this. So you help me, I'll help you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That is one example of quid pro quo. But the example in terms of sexual harassment is a lot worse. The article explains someone may suggest offering a raise or promotion in exchange for sexual acts or other personal favors. So a raise would be more salary. A promotion is that person gets the higher job. They move up the company ladder. They become a team leader or a manager or something like that. But in this case, the person in power, because being in power is the key to a lot of this stuff, is saying, well, yeah, there's a few people who could get this promotion, but I would like to choose you if, and then they make some kind of offer that they shouldn't, whether that's a straight up sexual act or other personal favor, like, you know, come out to have a drink with me sometime. Go on a date with me. Even if it sounds more like reasonable, it certainly isn't, because you're saying you should do this to get what you want. I've got the power to make you do this to get what you want.
Yes, I imagine that's the case with Harvey Weinstein, because he's a Hollywood producer, or at least he was. And of course, there are lots of ambitious young women who want to get roles in movies. So he was in a position of power, so he could make such offers. Well, I'll let you have a role in my latest production if you do this or if you do that. And I guess that's similar to getting a promotion, and you would offer somebody an opportunity or a promotion in exchange for sexual acts or other personal favors. And that is an example of sexual harassment. You're not supposed to do that.
Exactly. And that's why we say, as the conclusion to the first part of the article, encountering such offers often indicates sexual harassment. So, yeah, this is some kind of power play being used by somebody who has the ability to do that, and it is a form of sexual harassment. They may not be making jokes, they may not be doing any touching, but making this offer and suggesting that this is what you should do to get what you want is a form of sexual harassment. And a lot of that is, as Tom mentioned, with Harvey Weinstein and other, it's often people in power, people who have the ability to do something, and it not only gives them the opportunity to make the offer, it's almost like then a protection for those people in power to say, well, no one's ever going to believe you. Who are they going to believe? You, a nobody, or me, this big shot? And that is what has caused a lot of these problems, and that's what's caused many people not to speak out about it until the last kind of 5 years, when people have been standing up and the movement Me Too has boosted their voices and said, no, people in power can't get away with this anymore.
Right. So remember, we talked about two different types of sexual harassment. One is actually physical contact, like the example of Mary being on her phone and John touched her hair and was laughing. And there are other examples of that, of course, when it's physical. But then we have comments like images and jokes and making suggestions. And also we talked about someone being in a position of power with that quid pro quo arrangement. Hey, if you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. One hand washes the other, etc., etc. And we'll continue talking about this topic in our next program, so please join us then. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
再来，我们就看到第三段喽。第三段第一个句子就告诉我们 addressing sexual harassment effectively， 它是一个问题，所以我们要去处理它。那动词我们用的 address， OK， you need to address this problem。好，那要去解决它呢，要有效。其实我们大家都要了解性骚扰的定义 its definition， 然后呢，还要了解到底性骚扰有哪些迹象。那后面的文章这些句子呢，其实就是跟从这里开展开来的，所以你会期待呢，你可以期待就看到什么到底是性骚扰的定义是什么。好，那我们就直接看第五个句子，二到四呢是以一般的学生举例哦。那第五个句子有清楚的说 sexual harassment chiefly involves unwelcome actions。 好，性骚扰呢，最主要就是什么部分呢？这样子的行为，就行为人他的行为呢是不受欢迎的 unwelcome actions。 那这样的行为何以说他不受欢迎呢？因为 violate someone else's personal boundaries， 因为你侵犯了其他人的什么界限， violate their boundaries， 然后呢你也侵犯了他们的身体自主权 autonomy。再来，请同学看到第四段，就让我们清楚看到说，性骚扰通常会以什么样子的样貌呈现，是哪些形式。所以 beyond direct physical actions， 不是只有肢体动作会构成性骚扰。那 sexual harassment can manifest itself as inappropriate comments， 所以也有可能是言语上的 manifest itself。那这里要加个反身代名词，就以什么样的方式表现呈现，那有可能呢是不适当的言论 inappropriate comments， inappropriate comments， 你去对别人的身体品头论足，这有可能呢构成性骚扰。再来呢，第二种另外一个明显的例子呢，就是 quid pro quo。 那这个呢我们可以说是交换条件或者对价关系，就是你让我怎么样我就怎么样啊。下面第三个句子就是一个例句了，有些人可能上司会说要给他的下属加薪或者升官 in exchange for， 想要换得对别人呢吃豆腐占便宜。好，以上就是我们针对 sexual harassment 第一天课程内容所做的中文讲解。
So that brings us to the end of the first part of the article. As we've said, we have defined sexual harassment and we've given examples of the signs of it. So we still need to move on to the idea of how to deal with sexual harassment. That's going to be the topic of tomorrow's article. So don't forget to join us for that. But for now, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.